My name is Tom Clendon, and I am an ACCA online lecturer, and I help my students pass their SBR exams. And I've been sent a request to help around understanding the difference between a change in an accounting policy and a change in accounting estimate. So I'm recording this podcast, and at the end of this podcast, there's going to be a series of practical examples, kind of a mini quiz, and maybe you can play along and make sure you can apply your knowledge correctly. So what are accounting policies? Well, these are the very specific principles and bases and conventions that a business will use when preparing its financial statements. On the other hand, accounting estimates, well, they're estimates. You know, they're revisions to numbers because new information has come to light. Now, the accounting treatment of a change in an accounting policy and a change in an accounting estimate is fundamentally different. And that's why it's so important to make the distinction. If it's a change in accounting policy, we go backwards. If it's a change in accounting policy, we apply the change retrospectively. So we change last year's comparator and we revise the opening retained earnings as if the new policy had always been in place. And the idea is there that you're preserving comparability, which is useful for users, relevant for users, because they don't want to have accounting policies chopped and changed. And when they are changed, we want to revise last year's figures and not put through a big lump through this year, this year's P&L. On the other hand, if it's a change in an accounting estimate, it's dealt with now. It's dealt with on a prospective basis. You know, the past is not changed. A change in an accounting estimate is relatively normal and means that the impact is going to be felt in this year's P&L and in the P&L for future. So I've said changes in accounting estimates are normal. You know, they happen all the time. You're getting new information and remeasuring provisions and, you know, re-estimating the useful lives of assets, PPE, etc. So changing depreciation. But a change in an accounting policy is rare and can only happen in two circumstances. One, there's a new IFRS. So a new standard comes out and says, we now do it this way instead of that way. Now that's rare. Secondly, management decide that they want to change their policy because they believe that it's going to be more true and more fair and a more faithful representation. Now, if there is a change in accounting policy, it's either a change in recognition, presentation, or measurement. All right? Recognition, presentation, or measurement. So let's have a look at these each in turn. These are changes in policy. What do I mean by recognition? Well, one minute it's debt and the next minute it's equity. One minute it's an asset, the next minute it's an expense. This sounds bizarre. But if I take you back on a history lesson, under ISA 23 borrowing costs, that now requires us to treat finance costs as assets in certain narrow circumstances where we're borrowing money to construct an asset. And that didn't used to be the case. So there is a standard which says interest, finance costs, should be capitalised in certain circumstances. And that would have represented at the time a change in the recognition of the asset, of the expense. Presentation. Just the way, if you change the way you present things in the P&L, if you reallocate expenses between lines in the P&L, that would be regarded as a change of policy. You know, ISA 16 on PPE says that you must depreciate property, plant and equipment, except land. But it doesn't tell you where in the P&L to take it. Some companies take it to cost of sales, presumably because their machinery that's manufacturing the goods. Others take it to admin, presumably because they're depreciating a computer that an administration person uses. So a change in recognition is a change in policy. A change in presentation is a change in policy. And a change in measurement is a change in policy. So if you switch between fair value and cost, for example, which you are allowed to do in certain standards, that would be a change in your policy. Okay, that's the theory. That's the introduction. I've now got four examples to play with. Now, the first example is depreciation. We can depreciate using straight line, or we can depreciate using reducing balance. And if we change between the two, is that a change in policy? And if it is a change in policy, it will be accounted for retrospectively. You'll restate last year's accounts, restate opening retained earnings, or is it a change in the accounting estimate? I wonder what you think. I wonder if you know the answer. Changing between straight line and reducing balance. Is it policy or is it estimate? Well, let me put you out of your misery. The accounting policy is to depreciate the asset. And so the method of depreciation is arriving at an estimate of a number. And for that reason, if you switch between straight line and reducing balance, you're changing an estimate. And if you're changing an estimate, that is to be accounted for on a prospective basis. That's the first example. I hope you got that right. Second example, depreciation again. We used to charge it in cost of sales, and now we charge it in distribution. We used to charge it in cost of sales, and now we charge it in distribution costs. So overall, the profit remains the same. Is this a change in policy? Retrospective restatement required of last year? Or is it a change in estimate? I say 8 is quite clear. This is a change in the presentation. It's going to mess up your gross profit. Unless you go and change last year's accounts, the gross profits will not be comparable. The gross profit margins year on year will not be comparable. So it is a change in an accounting policy. You have a policy choice as to where you put the depreciation expense. So a switch between cost of sales and distribution for your depreciation expense is a change in an accounting policy and therefore is accounted for on a retrospective basis. You restate last year's accounts. So that's a couple of examples. Now let me give you another example, inventory. Now inventory has to be valued at the lower of cost and net realizable value. And for fungible items, you've got to have an idea of how you measure. So maybe we go FIFO, first in, first out, to AVCO, average cost. So we're switching the way that we measure our fungible stock. And maybe I've given the game away as to whether that's a change in policy or whether that's a change in an accounting estimate. Because if it's a change in the way that we measure something, that's a change in the accounting policy and therefore would be dealt with on a retrospective basis. So you do a prior period adjustment. So changes between FIFO and AVCO, changes in policy, retrospective basis, prior period adjustment. Okay, another one, another application. We have a property. It's an investment property. And we carry investment property at cost. And we now decide that going forward, we want to have our investment property at fair value. Is that a change in an accounting policy or is it a change in an accounting estimate? I hope you're ahead of me. You've decided to change the way that you measure that investment property. So there's no doubt about it in my mind. That is a good example of a change in measurement. Therefore, it's a change in an accounting policy. Therefore, it's dealt with on a retrospective basis. You would restate last year's accounts so that you have that consistency and that comparability for the users. So, my final example. We've got an asset, we've been depreciating it, and we now realize that item of PPE that we've undercharged depreciation. That the asset has a shorter life than we thought, has a lower residual value than we thought, and therefore we've been undercharging depreciation. Is that a change in policy, or is that a change in an accounting estimate? Again, I hope you know that it's a change in an accounting estimate, isn't it? And you would have to deal with that on a prospective basis. You'd have to take the bad news through this year's P&L and the remaining P&Ls of the remaining useful life of that asset. So you would deal with changes in estimates, which are perfectly normal, through the P&L on a prospective basis. It would absolutely be wrong to claim that undercharging depreciation somehow was a change in policy and that it was to be dealt with on a retrospective basis. That would just be manipulating profit. That would just be wrong, just a wrong application. So thank you very much for listening. Please subscribe to my podcast so that you don't miss any future editions that will be coming out. And if you want to join me, if you want to become one of my students, if you want me to mark your work, if you want me to teach you through to pass SBR, just reach out. My name is Tom Clendon. Thank you very much for listening.